going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
All right, we got a relatively nicer day today than it's going to be tomorrow. Then it warms up and goes into the 90s by Thursday and stays there pretty much through the entire summertime. Hate to tell you that. I don't think we got any more cool fronts coming through. We're going to talk about food allergies with Alice Hoyt, a board-certified food allergist, because it's National Food Allergy Awareness Week. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How are you doing today? It is a beautiful day.
It is, but it's not going to stay that way forever. Are you here in New Orleans or not?
I am. My practice is on Metairie Road.
Okay. So tell me, doctor, what it is that you do as a board-certified allergist.
Absolutely. So that means that I went to medical school, went to LSU, New Orleans, did residency at Tulane, and did an allergy and immunology fellowship, actually at the University of Virginia. And that means that I've done a lot of specialty training in how to identify what is causing a patient a problem regarding foods and then how to best treat it.
Do a lot of these go undetected?
That's a good question. Sometimes some types of food allergy disorders can go undetected, like what's called eosinophilic esophagitis, which is kind of like eczema of the esophagus. Other types of food allergies, like anaphylactic food allergies, they make their presence known. That's the classic, a little kiddo eats scrambled eggs and suddenly has hives and vomiting, or you've been tolerating shrimp all your life or crawfish and suddenly you're at that crawfish boil and then you start having hives and swelling and you're like, oh no, what's going on? So those type of anaphylactic food allergies, those make themselves known, but there are some more indolent processes that we need to be looking out for.
So what is the first step that parents, you know, you got a baby, you bring them home from the hospital, they don't have any instructions. I don't know if you're a mom or not, but you know that. It's like, good luck to you. You went to medical school, so maybe that helps you a little bit. But how do you know? I mean, you don't want any kind of anaphylactic, and explain what that is, first of all, I guess, doc.
Sure. So I am a mom. I have a 5-year-old and a 2-year-old.
Okay.
And now I will say that being a mom is very different preparation for taking care of children who are not yours as a doctor than med school. But you're right. They don't send these babies home with some sort of handbook. And really, we have over-medicalized how we feed babies. Moms and dads have a lot of really good intuition about how to feed their babies. Mm-hmm. And really, if we start introducing age-appropriate foods early, then we can actually prevent food allergies. So in kiddos who are actually at high risk of having food allergies, like kiddos who have eczema, like little babies, or if they've already developed an egg allergy, if we actually introduce peanut into their diet, like dilute peanut butter with breast milk or these peanut powders, then we can actually teach the immune system to tolerate the food so they don't develop the allergy.
Really?
It's much different. Yes, it's much different than that recommendation from 2000, year 2000, that said, oh, well, let's have kiddos avoid these foods. That was based on expert opinion, Tommy, not on evidence. Now we have multiple studies that very clearly demonstrate early introduction of foods. When I say early, I mean 3 to 4 months. That's not necessarily super early, though, for some kiddos. I mentioned I had a 5-year-old and a 2-year-old. Mm-hmm. When my 5-year-old was a baby, she wanted nothing to do with food until she was like 13 months old. She just wanted to nurse. Mm-hmm. My 2-year-old, he wanted to start eating my cheeseburgers when he was like 3 months old. So it's different kiddos are different, but really if we're trying to prevent food allergies, we want to encourage families to start introducing common allergens sooner rather than later. And those common allergens are peanuts, tree nuts, egg, milk, wheat, soy, fish, shellfish, and even sesame. And of course, an age-appropriate form. So we're not giving babies actual nuts.
Yeah, it's best not to give, you know, the baby a boiled crab and a cracker or anything like that. You know, one of them
Right, exactly. No choking hazards.
So how hard was it for you? I'm just asking a personal question here to separate being a doctor from being a mom. Because it's kind of like, you know, you got a lot of emotion there, and I know what it's like to be a new parent. I don't know what it's like to be a doctor, but I'm just always wanted to ask a doctor that.
It definitely takes separation, because you could go down a hole of like, well, I need to be my baby's doctor, mm-hmm. and you're already being your baby's parent, which mm-hmm. is hands down the biggest responsibility of my life, the hardest yet the most amazing job I have ever had and ever will have. And so it's been really important to me that I do have good doctors to work with for my children, so that I never, and my husband's also a doctor, mm-hmm. so that we don't feel like we have to be our children's doctors. And I have a lot of doctor parents, patients, parents or doctors. And this is what we talk about a lot is, look, we're already being the parent. You need to be empowered with other doctors around you to take excellent care of your child. You can't put that upon yourself.
How old did you say your kids are?
A 5-year-old and a 2-year-old.
Oh, you have no idea. You have no idea. Hang on a second. just hang on. You have no idea what kind of wild ride that you're in. Somebody texted in and said, you'll get a kick out of this, Doc. They said, I'm allergic to prison food. I break out every time I eat it.
Ta-da. Well, I love it.
I tried to play it here, but didn't have it ready. Here we go. All right, there you go. All right, 8:21 more with Dr. Hoyt when we come back. If you have any questions, seriously, about food allergies, I'd like to hear from you on the Oakland Art Jeweler text me line at 504-260-1870. And what I want to talk more about when we come back is actually, I guess, Doc, you're saying do away with the or at least eliminating the allergy if you feed him a little bit of it at a time. We'll talk about that when we come back. Dr. Alice Hoyt, board-certified food allergist. It is Allergy Awareness Week. It is time for traffic now on WWL. 826, Tommy Tucker, WWL. Text line's going crazy here for Dr. Alice Hoyt, a board-certified food allergist. It's National Food Allergy Awareness Week. Somebody texted in, Doc, and wants to know, said, some recommendations say not to start solid foods until 6 months. So should we start introducing allergens before that at 4 months, or is starting everything at 6 months okay?
That's a really great question. And when you look at the recommendation, you want to look at the organization from whom it's coming. So the American Academy of Pediatrics very clearly says 4 to 6 months. And one of the reasons they sort of hedge, and why the American Academy of Allergy, Asthma, American Academy of College are more lenient to the 4 months, is because these organizations are focusing on children in developed countries who have access to clean water, as opposed to the World Health Organization, who very clearly says 6 months, nothing except nursing. So not even pumping formula, pumping breast milk, not formula until 6 months, because they're concerned about not having clean water and children getting sick from not having clean water to make formula with or wash bottles with. And so since there is very clear evidence to introduce foods early, that's why more and more pediatricians in developed countries where we have food allergies, in the less developed countries, they don't have so much food allergies. But in developed countries, we need to start personalizing this approach to feeding babies and start feeding them earlier, just like we used to do.
You know, as you say that, it makes me realize, Doctor, how lucky we are. A lot of times we take a lot of things for granted, and a lot of people...
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities. And no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Mm-hmm. We're not lucky enough to be born where we were to have the advantages that we have, and we take it for granted, and we don't realize it.
We are so blessed to live in this country.
Amen. Absolutely. Somebody wants to know about... let me combine a couple of texts here. Can food allergies be reversed or resolved in adults? Are there any allergies that kids never outgrow?
Yes and yes. So food allergies, we don't call it reversed. We say we can induce tolerance to foods, meaning we can use foods, like in someone who has a peanut allergy and use small amounts of food of peanut, like talk about a few milligrams. In one peanut, there's 300 milligrams of peanut protein. We can use 1 milligram, 2 milligram to start teaching that immune system to grow tolerance to the food, so that then when they do eat the food, they don't have a severe allergic reaction or any allergic reaction at all. When it comes to kiddos and food allergies, about 80% of the time, kiddos with milk and egg allergies, those will self-resolve. But the numbers are flipped when it comes to peanut and tree nut allergies. Only 20 to 30% of the time are those allergies going to resolve if we don't intervene with that desensitization process, with introducing very small amounts under the strict supervision of an allergist, of introducing the small amounts of the allergen and increasing it over time.
Yeah, I want to clear that up before we go, and that is in terms of introducing food, and then you mentioned anaphylaxis. You certainly don't want to introduce anything just to see if your kid's allergic to it or not. How do you walk that line, doctor?
So in babies, whenever moms and dads see their pediatrician with their four-month-old, they should have a discussion about introducing foods. It's pretty atypical, very rare, for a child to have a severe allergic reaction at that age. And that's why we want to start introducing foods early, and that's why the recommendations are what they are. Now, if your child has a sibling who has a food allergy, or we know they have an egg allergy, then you're definitely going to want to have more detailed guidance on how to introduce foods from your pediatrician or a board-certified allergist. But when it comes to introducing foods in babies, the earlier we do it, actually the less likely they are to have a reaction. And that's why we want to introduce it and incorporate it. So not just giving it to them once and being like, okay, they're not allergic, but actually get it into their diet as part of their diet. If they already have an allergy, then they're going to want to be under the care of a board-certified allergist so that they can have options about, do we do the oral immunotherapy? Do we avoid right now and see if it's going to resolve on its own?
Doc, we're out of time. I want you to come back on, okay, because it's some very valuable information. The audience loves you, and I love you, and we'll talk to you again soon, okay?
Thanks so much. You have a great day.
You too. Dr. Alice Hoyt, board-certified food allergist. We'll talk to Representative Matthew Willard when we come back, see what he's got going on in Baton Rouge. Right now, time for WWL First News. 8:46, 14 till 9, Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking about the legislative session, joined now by Representative Matthew Willard, like myself, a proud graduate of UNO. How you doing, Matt?
Hey, Tommy, good morning. How you doing?
I got to ask you a question real quick about your bio here. I'm seeing that you are a Influence Analytics?
Yeah.
What is that?
So it was a startup company that started in the physics department on Tulane's campus. We were acquired by one of our investors, Yokogawa Electric Corporation. So now we're Yokogawa Fluence Analytics. But I'm the marketing director over there.
Oh, okay.
We make real-time analytics equipment for the chemicals and the biopharmaceutical industries.
Everybody's got a story, Matt. I just wanted to hear yours. Tell me what's got your some of the bills that you've sponsored in this session. What's got your attention?
Well, I think one that is probably most interesting to the people in the greater New Orleans area is I have a bill to increase the homestead exemption. The way it's structured, if it passes statewide and through the legislature, local governing authorities, so your parish city councils, would be able to increase the homestead exemption for their residents up to $125,000. So that's probably the bill that is most interesting to the people of the city of New Orleans and in Jefferson Parish. We know property taxes are increasing. We know that insurance costs continue to rise. And so this would provide some relief to the residents in the greater New Orleans area.
So what made you do this? And why? How is that going to be different than it is now?
Affordability has always been a focus of mine. Actually, during my first session back in 2020, I ran a constitutional amendment to provide property tax relief to the people of New Orleans. It was a statewide constitutional amendment, which is tricky to pass something when it only deals with the city of New Orleans. Mm-hmm. It failed by about 7,000 votes. I started looking into more options. The homestead exemption was created in the 70s, last increased in 1980 to its current level of $75,000. If you tie that to inflation, I mean, we're way behind here. Back when it was created, it essentially covered the majority of property taxes that homeowners had to pay. And so I think it's by time that we increase that. My increase would not keep up with inflation, but it balances the books. It allows local governments to decide, number one, do they want to provide that relief to their homeowners? And number two, if they do, how much can they afford to actually do? And so my bill would just allow city councils to increase the homestead exemption up to $125,000. If they wanted to go to $100,000, they could. If they wanted to go to $85,000, they could.
So I'm reading from an Illuminator article here written by Brooke Thorington.
Yep.
Swinging my source straight here. But critics of the bill, like Representative Michael Eccles, Republican from Monroe, said the proposal is too expensive and could force cuts to other areas of government. So I'm confused because at one point I thought Democrats were for taxes and Republicans were against taxes. Now it seems as though you're a Democrat and you're against taxes and the Republicans saying, no, keep the taxes on the system. Is that what I'm seeing here or not?
Yeah, well, there are very strange times happening in Louisiana legislature, mm-hmm. Tommy. But I really do think that my colleague, Rep. Eccles, had his talk points prepared before I introduced the amendment, which would allow local governments to approve the increase. Initially, when I filed it, it was just to increase the homestead exemption across the board. I knew that some local governments, number one, didn't need to do that because their property values aren't as high when you look at, you know, parishes like Orleans, Jefferson, St. Tammany. So I think that was the big thing. And then the other thing is, if a local government truly can't afford to do it, they don't have to do it. So if this amendment passes, nothing changes unless a local government says, hey, we have people leaving our parish. We need to provide them some relief. We need to make sure that they can afford to live in our parish. So we're going to go ahead and come up with a plan to increase that homestead exemption and make it easier for them to live in our parish.
I'm going to pick your brain when we come back, because the thing I've been on this week, it seems as though, Matt, is, you know, if I were to give you a scenario and say, person A tells person B this, and then person C decides this, and it's a guy and a girl or a girl and whatever it is, and I give you the scenario, you're liable to give me a set, not you personally, but the generic you is liable to give me an evaluation of the situation, right? But then if I
Correct.
Change it and make it about friends and make it personal, and all of a sudden it's like, whoa, hang on a second, you didn't tell me that. And I want to talk to you about that vis-a-vis the Republican and the Democrat thing, because it seems like if it comes from a Democrat or a Republican, it's bad, or if it comes from a Democrat or a Republican, it's good. And what gets lost in all of that is, well, let's just talk about the proposal itself and the consequences, both intended and unintended. We'll pick it up when we come back. 851 traffic now, WWL. 8:57 and a half, Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking to Matthew Willard, who is head of the Democratic caucus in Baton Rouge. Is that right, Matt?
That's correct.
Yeah, state
That's
representative. Correct. And I was asking you before the break, and I've been on this thing this week where if I tell you, okay, a girl and a guy are going out and a girl does this and a guy does that, and I ask you for your analysis of the situation, you might tell me one thing. But then if I make it about friends that we all know, then maybe you might look at it differently. And it seems to me we have so much of that in politics now where forget who said what or who it's about. Is it the right or wrong thing to do? Is the policy good or bad for the most people? How partisan is it in Baton Rouge right now?
Baton Rouge is nowhere close to what Washington, D.C. is like. Okay. It's very partisan still, but we still can work together. I was talking to somebody yesterday. I view my job as one of objectivity. I look at a proposal. I don't look at the author. I try not to look at their party affiliation and make a determination. Is this good for the people and the businesses of the state of Louisiana? If it is, I can support it. If it's not, I have to oppose it. And I think we would be better served if we had more legislators who approached the job that way.
Maybe it'd be better if it was introduced as you say that. I'm thinking, you know, some kind of blind thing, whereas no R, no D, no nothing. And you just submit the bill and then look at it on its own merits. But I know that'll never happen. Let's talk about, I know you're on the House Insurance Committee. What hope can you give me or anybody that something's going to turn out with either homeowners insurance or house or a car insurance is going to be beneficial to us?
I think there will be significant changes. There are some proposals that would provide relief to homeowners and vehicle owners in the state of Louisiana. But at the end of the day, I don't want to promise anything. And there's a lot of controversial proposals right now, kind of pitting the governor against the insurance commissioner. A lot of those bills are headed to the Senate, and you've been hearing about a lot of those related to tort reform. There's a couple of good policy proposals on the homeowners insurance side. So we'll see. We're at the halfway point of session right now. So I'm hopeful that when we walk away, the people of Louisiana get some relief.
All right, Matt, thank you. I appreciate your time. Matthew Willard, Louisiana State Representative. We're going to talk Pelicans when we come back. Then we'll talk about loneliness and AI. Tommy Tucker, glad you're with us. Stay with us. A lot coming up. WWL.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.